Hey guys, today I am looking at Call of Duty Black Ops. So this is at the point where, I believe the other games have come out at this point, and this was kind of Treyarch's last version or attempt at a, not their last version, but their attempt at this era of shooters. So it was actually interesting, instead of doing another World War II shooter, because again, you know, it's a predictable story. And this one, what happens is that we're doing the Cold War, and I thought that's a really cool, interesting thing to do in a really interesting time frame that people don't really touch on. And I actually really kind of respect what they tried or did do with the story in this aspect, because what they essentially did is they took all the World War II characters and brought them into the pseudo modern day. So Reznov actually is back, and plays a huge part in the campaign, and he was a great character, so it was really smart to bring him back in that capacity. And so this time around, you are doing a Russian campaign where you initially escape from Russia, and you kind of go around the world, and the other story is about the U.S. military in Vietnam. But ultimately, it's about a Soviet plot to take over the United States using radio waves and number stations and things like this. So the whole aesthetic of this game, when it first begins, is essentially a bunch of numbers and number stations and repeating things and flashing screens and stuff like this, and MK Ultra-esque kind of things. It's actually pretty cool. One of this opening segment, you actually help Reznov bust out of a Russian gulag, or a Soviet gulag rather, and basically escape on a train back to civilization, basically. And there's also this plot that's coming along where essentially the Soviets are developing this chemical, this new chemical to use against the Americans. And it's pretty kind of a callback to the Tabun gas from the original World at War, and that it's, a secret chemical, black op, essentially, by the Soviet government. And so you basically have to uncover that and stop it from happening, which is pretty cool. Anyway, the gameplay is still pretty much the same, just, with more modern weapons. You now have things like, the AUG and things like that. You also have new weird things like in the multiplayer. It's kind of a weird thing where you would get things like chain guns and other kinds of like power weapons, but like if you died, you lost them. It just felt like such a huge letdown. The multiplayer is also much more advanced in Black Ops, where now you have a lot more perks and a lot more different attachments. One thing that was big in this game was exploding arrow tips, different kinds of grenade launchers. Again, if I recall my multiplayer loadout for this game, I was using my Assault class with the FAMAS underbarrel flamethrower attachment. That was freaking cool. I would love to see that make a return in any game. Not just an underbarrel grenade attachment, but an actual flamethrower built into the gun is just the coolest thing. It's just so cool. I don't care if it's realistic or not. For my SMG loadout, I had I forgot what it was actually called. There was some variation of the MP5 or something that had a silencer and a special scope on it, while its secondary weapon was the explosive crossbow bolt, which was just the cool little special operations thing that they were using. For my LMG, I'm not really sure if I remember which one it was, I remember its side component was, of course, the rocket launcher that would lock on to UAVs. It was probably my least favorite class, honestly, not super. Then my shotgun class was the SPAS assault shotgun, which was very fun, and I think it had a silencer on it and something else. I don't really remember that class. And finally, we have the final sniper class, which was, I believe, a variation of the PSG-1. It wasn't the Dragunov, that's for sure. Definitely some kind of semi-automatic sniper of some kind, along with I think it was dual-wield magnums again in that one, which was fun. Again, but something that this game, it definitely inspired or borrowed a lot from Modern Warfare 2, since, you know, they're kind of working hand-in-hand or inspiring off each other. To the extent that, you know, you have like a bike, you know, extraction scene similar to the, you know, snowmobile extraction scene from Modern Warfare 2. So you have all of these, you know, cool action sequences that are super memorable, even though they're super short. A lot of fun. Black Ops multiplayer, definitely better than World at War, but still, you know, kind of, you know, more or less in the same ballpark. Definitely kind of meeting, you know, Modern Warfare 2 standards, very fun, very cool stuff, but again, not super something I could play for long. It felt kind of, again, tinny and kind of a little bit lame. I don't know how to put it. Everything felt like it just kind of was made from cheap materials. That's the only way I can really describe how these things felt. And but it was good though. And the map designs were a lot of fun. I remember Satellite was a good map. And yes, I forgot, the main character of the campaign is called Mason, and basically he, you know, is being interrogated and kind of in the future, and he has, you know, the numbers, and, you know, the whole, this is a whole side thing, you know, according to lore that, you know, these numbers on the radio station are, were going to be predicting when the Soviets would attack or try to nuke America. And it was all about predicting the attack and stopping it. And then, so you basically, you know, come to terms with, you know, the story, you know, told from the future point of view. And then basically, you know, stop the real bad guy who is trying to subvert and destroy, you know, both areas of the world. What I do like about Black Ops, though, is it takes a more, I guess, artistic approach, you could say, to the game, because it does a lot of psychedelic things, a lot of, you know, can you trust yourself, you know, what is reality, what is truth, you know, everything is being blacked out by, you know, the government and the Secret Service, and it's like, what is reality? And so I appreciate that level of abstraction. Speaking about the levels of abstraction, I should mention that again, the very famous, the very you know, cool return of Nazi zombies is back in this game, but it makes a very interesting and bizarre return where essentially you play as JFK and Fidel Castro shooting zombies in the Pentagon. It is just absolutely the stupidest, silliest thing I've ever seen, and I'm so happy that it actually occurred. But yeah, it's, again, it's just the dumbest thing, and I love seeing stuff like this just take place. It's not just in Vietnam. You do other operations like the Bay of Pigs in Cuba and, you know, basically all over the world. And the campaign, I would say, in Black Ops is actually fairly decent and interesting compared to the other campaigns. And again, like I said, it has that level of abstraction that just makes it a little bit weird. I just wish the gameplay felt a little bit better, but you know what? It's fine for what it is, and it's, you know, it's iconic for what. Another cool equipment in this game is the, oh my gosh, they also had these special things where you could use the D-pad for special equipment. One of them was like a Dragon's Breath shotgun that would shoot like fire rounds, which is just almost fantasy based. And the big thing was, for the assault class at least, they had this cool thing where it was a little security camera you could place on the floor, and you could give you a second screen, so you could screen watch while actually playing in multiplayer, which I just thought was the coolest thing ever. Anyway, there's a lot of cool things. Oh, I forgot. One of the best missions in this game is when you play fly the SR-71 Blackbird, and it's this stealth slash AC-130 section. It is really, really cool. And the AC-130 sections in the Call of Duty series are just so much fun. They're just a fun, it's like instead of having a vehicle section, you're just having this really cool simulation section. It's a lot of fun. And this is kind of like the end of where Call of Duty really ends for me. This is when, you know, I was talking about Modern Warfare 3 came out, I didn't really care about that one, and it became kind of derivative. Ghost was surprisingly good, actually, but Black Ops 2 is really where it soured for me, because That was the one that came out of Modern Warfare 3, and I've really hated Black Ops 2 for at least, like, the story, like, was, it made sense, like, hey, let's go to the future, and it sounds like a good idea in practice, like, yeah, let's go to the future, let's do something new and exciting and interesting, and all the guns in the future, from a pure gameplay perspective, they just felt all the same. I remember I played the entire campaign, I don't really remember much from it, except for that one, like, flight wing suit mission where you're in the jungle flying from base to base taking out enemies. But in terms of the multiplayer, there was something about the font and the sound effects and the presentation of everything just made it feel, I don't know, just like weird and just kind of off and just kind of, again, like really, I don't know, it felt fake. I don't know how else to put it, but it felt kind of rinky and dinky, and my main thing was that all the guns sounded the same, because of course, you know, your SMGs, LMGs, and assault rifles in the future, they're gonna have a higher rate of fire, they're gonna be better, they're gonna be cooler, but you know, in this game, they're in the multiplayer, they're all like, you know, matte black, they all sound super, you know, loud and destructive, and they all shoot at like a very high rate of fire, to the point like, what's the point of using this one over this one? It's like, the difference is so bloody small that you have a bunch of like machine guns and shotguns and a sniper, and that's it. And it just became like, again, what is the point of all this? So it's the first time I was playing a multiplayer game, and even though I was making progress and unlocking things, the base gameplay didn't feel good enough to rationalize putting time into it, so I just had to, like, let it go. I just was like, I don't want to play this. It was a very weird experience, and it felt kind of self-congratulatory, like, oh yeah, of course you should like this. I don't know. It's funny, probably everyone's most iconic map that I think was also in that game was Nuketown, which was very funny that they brought that back. Because it was such a small map, but very competitive and a lot of fun. Yeah, that's kind of where the series really soured for me, especially for Treyarch. And I really didn't care for Modern Warfare 3, so I also stopped playing Infinity Ward, and I just kind of moved on to different games. I know there are some people who are like diehard Call of Duty fans who wanted like it to never end or something, but I just couldn't get into it. I just, you know, after those two games, you know, just one bad game in the series, I felt like they're just milking it, and until I saw something really interesting, I wouldn't get back into it. And it's funny because Ghost was coming out, and Ghost is actually a really interesting campaign and really, really good. The problem is that what they went with it is that, oh, it has a dog now. It's like, what are you guys doing? Like, come on. And when I actually played the game, like, the dog isn't even that big of a point of the entire thing. It's just how they were marketing it. And the story is actually really cool. It's like in the future scenario where South America has taken over North America, and there's this whole thing with space and satellite combat, and this really cool tank mission near the end of the game that is just really fun and really cool. So Call of Duty Ghosts was really shockingly well done. But, you know, it was after that point, or after this point, that I remember I played the campaign to Black Ops 2. There was like some American like rock song, rock and roll thing in the credits. And then after that, it just kind of ended. And I just thought, I'm done with this series. I don't know what it was. It was just so mid, so underwhelming, that I was like, look, if I'm going to put my time into like a basic shooter where the story and, you know, music is the main like point of the game, the gameplay needs to be really, really good. Like, it needs to be so good for me justifying my time wasting on it if I'm not learning or experiencing something new. And it was at that point where it was like, this is kind of dead to me. And to that credit, like, I've gone back recently and found Ghost to be really good. But I hated the multiplayer. I was like, this is really weird. I don't like the multiplayer in Ghosts. It just feels off. And I don't know, it's a very delicate formula, and they changed it so many times, and now they're just worried about people's wallets. They've copied other games like Fortnite, so they're no longer top dog, really. But yeah, this was like peak Call of Duty for me. These were the four games, Modern Warfare 1 and 2, and Black Ops and World at War, that really at least did something different, and really changed the game industry, and were really cool and iconic, and this is where my relationship with Call of Duty basically ends. So hopefully they can make something really good in the future. But again, unless it's put in front of me, I'm not going to go out and buy a Call of Duty game and shoot stuff, because now there's so many different games that do exactly the same quality of what Call of Duty does that it's no longer a big deal. So yeah, back to the drawing board or death, I guess. Anyway, guys, that's it for this game. I'll see you later. Bye.